You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors on the first day of this latest truncated week, but it's an important week, firstly because of what has happened overnight regarding the overseas markets, but also, of course, the big one for South Africa. The election on May the 8th, which is on Wednesday. This podcast is proudly brought to you by sharenet.co.za, and this is the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, chief trader at Kratos Capital. Greg, we spoke expansively this morning about what happened overnight, and I put forward the idea that perhaps we should be buying the dips as we always have done over the last nearly 11 years, or yeah, just over 10 years actually, of the bull market. And of course, the market has rallied by about, well, the S&P by about 25 points and the Dow Jones probably by about 250 points. So you and I were right and Nick Kunze was wrong.
Yeah, I think so. I think Nick probably just wanted to take the opposite view of what we said. But yeah, that's the thing, you know, it's a toss of a coin here with this market. But I mean, we were down over 1,000 points. I think when we were chatting this morning, finished 600. Odd when you think 623 down is a good result.
But it's that's nothing.
That's been the case today.
Exactly. Yeah. Talking about good results, we'll talk about Manchester City versus Leicester later on, which is coming up this evening. But maybe give us the index closing prices, the ones that we track anyway, please, Greg.
Sure. Let's have a look here. Banks down 1.48, so I call it 1.5 lower. Financials down 0.25%. Industrials down 0.82%. Retailers up 0.5%, gold index up 0.25%, platinum's having a better day up 1.33%, resources down 0.87%, and then yield share, yeah. So that's 623 points lower, just over 1% lower, finishing at 58,713, turnover of 13.5 billion rand.
So it's a tiny, tiny turnover. Do you think people, and that's because people have, again, taken advantage of the midweek public holiday, so-called, or do you think it's just because they're going into their shells until something comes out sometime on Thursday regarding the South African election?
Yeah, I think it's going into shells. I've been talking to clients, which I've got, which I'm sitting on lots of cash for, where I'm making the decision. I've said to them, you know, it's going to be quiet. I'm not going to do anything ahead of the elections. I felt a bit foolish Thursday, Friday, when there was a lot of buying, which I didn't participate in. But today, you know, this might be an opportunity. But to make any huge investment decisions so close to the election, it would probably be foolish.
Yes, indeed. Let's have a look at those international markets, if we can, starting with the currencies. 14.51 is the dollar rand, British pound against the rand, 18.99, the euro rand, 16.23, and the euro dollar, 111.90. If we go over to the commodities markets before we get to the international indexes, let's have a look at the gold price. The gold price is 12.78, which is unchanged. The platinum price, 8.68 and a bit, which is down $3. And palladium again, Greg, quite a big move there, $28 down, or 2.1% to 1329. So the switch from palladium to platinum goes on. And this was a trend that you and I identified around about 2.5-3 weeks ago. As for the international markets, you've got live updates on those ones. They're obviously down, but not down as badly as the futures market suggested they would be this morning. Give us the Dow, S&P, FTSE, if you would.
Yeah, the down 227 points. So, I mean, nothing like the 500, which we had on the futures all day. The UK is obviously, I think, closed for a bank holiday.
Oh, of course it is, yeah, bank holiday. There we go.
Yeah, the DAX down 164 points, and then the S&P 500 down 25 points, the NASDAQ down 76 points. So all sort of in line, really. The DAX being the only sort of big European market opens, taking most of the damage there.
Yeah, S&P futures down just about 27. They were down around about 65 when we were speaking this morning, which is an extraordinary bounce back. And it just tells you people don't care too much about, you know, geopolitical issues and trade wars, etc. They're just looking at earnings and looking at jobs, which was the main feature of Friday. What about the major movers on the JSE today? We've just about got into my screen where I can... I've got a 15-minute delay, so but it's now 5:15. The most viewed shares, of course, Steinhoff, EOH and Aspers, and Jubilee Platinum in there for some reason, up 1.6%. What have you got for the top five up and down, please?
Just logging in there. So, yeah, some interesting ones. On the top five up, we've got JSE up, the share itself up 3.79.
Yes.
Spar up 2.6. Redefine up 2.5. Mass Real Estate and Investec Property, both of those up 2.1%. JSE is a bit of a head scratch because I just mentioned the volume was only 13.5 billion today. Wasn't watching a trade, and the value of trade is quite low. Total value of trade is 20 million rands worth, 140,000 shares. Hmm. But it's surprising to see it up 5 rand today, 146.60.
Okay, let's call it 147. What's the recent history of this stock? I mean, in the days where we were regularly reporting upon 22 to 25 billion volume every single day, where was it then? Maybe a couple of years ago.
Let's have a look back. Let's have a look here.
Okay, while you're doing that, Spar up 2 2/3%, Redefine up 2.5%, as you said, another property company up 2.2%, and Investec Property up 2.2%. On the downside, while you're waiting for that JSE history, Italtal, never mind about them, Naspers down 3.6%, Massmart, having lost their CEO or announced they're losing their CEO, down just over 3%, Absa Group 2.75% weaker after a really stonking good day on Friday for the banks, and then Glencore down 2.6%. Tell me about the JSE, because I've got a meeting scheduled with one Nicky Newton-King on May the 17th. I mean, it's a long way away, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm looking back to round about this time last year. Funny enough, on the 19th of May 2018, a share price round about 195 rand. So I suppose you could argue that a lot of this lower volume is really priced in, but I'm actually looking forward to listening to you talk to Nikki, then just to find out what their views really are. I don't think it's a case of these new exchanges have taken a new business from them as such. I do think a lot of big players, certainly big hedge funds that probably got knocked out of the market in the last sort of 3-4 months of 2018 and still finding their feet, trying to come back and start trading again. So a lot of big money on the sidelines, really. So a little froth gone out of the market, but consistently below 15, 16 billion every day these days.
Yeah, indeed. And there may be some more cuts to come when it comes to staff and costs, Greg. I mean, it was a sad day when they shed quite a few jobs, didn't they, last year?
They did, really, yeah. They really did have a clean out at the JSE. And, I mean, I think bringing younger people in, and they've brought in some new software and they're trying a couple of things. Still, I mean, supremely dominant. I mean, they're not feeling under threat from the new exchanges at this point, I'm sure, keeping costs under control. I think I would like to see a bit of competition for the JSE.
As we speak, the S&P rallying again. It's only down 25 points at the moment. Greg Davies, thank you very much for your analysis. We'll speak again tomorrow for the opening. But that was the 5 o'clock shadow. And Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with ShareNet.co.za.